Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Saturday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reiss. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Wow, what a day. Welcome to Hollywood Connections, and we're live on tantalknetwork.com. We're live on Facebook. We're live on five stations, 2 FM, 3 AM, and we also want to actually tell everybody this on our new network, the Starcom Network, with 47 other stations across the U.S. on Saturdays and Sunday, our new audience for joining. I wanted to tell everyone to go to hollywoodconnections.biz and check me out, and there's a lot of information out there. In the meantime, Peter, I have some VIP guests. I'm super excited about this show.
Okay.
Who is on the air with us right now? We have a couple callers.
We got Dan Springen from the Orlando Film Festival.
Yay, I'm so glad he's on the air with us. Hello, Dan, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. Are you there?
Hello, yeah. Hey, Dawn, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's super exciting. I just found out about your amazing event. And tell us what's happening in Orlando, the red carpet, the festivities that are going on throughout the week.
Yeah, it's a big show. It's grown. Last year we were 5 days. This year we're 8 days. I had an interesting call with Guy Austin from Cobb Theaters. And every year I call him and I say, hey, can I get one more theater? And because they have, you know, agreements with the major studios and they have to play Spider-Man 12, you know, Transformers 15. They can't give up more theaters. So this year when I called him, he said, hey, I'll tell you what, I know you're going to ask for another theater. How about I just give you three more day? So they've seen the growth of the festival over it's 12 years old, but Cobb, that theater's only been open for 7 years. And they've watched this grow from year after year playing, you know, 60 films, then 100 films. And this year we're playing over 400 films.
Wow.
And we haven't changed the price of the day pass.
Oh, I got you. Wow, that's amazing. All right. What are the local celebrities that will be there or anybody that you can kind of give us a little hint?
Yeah, okay. So red carpet's going to be really fun this year. So our opening night film is called Andover. And it stars Jen Flanagan, Jonathan Silverman. But they won't be there because they're pregnant. So they're having a child around this time, so she can't fly. But Richard Kind, Beth Grant, Stephen Bauer, Jonathan Lipnicki's going to be in. We have another film called Culture of Fear, which plays Saturday night, which we are giving the Cinema Icon Award to Malcolm McDowell. The Malcolm McDowell will be in town, so we're super excited.
Oh, wow. Now, so how can they get tickets and the website they can go to?
All right, so the website is OrlandoFilmFest.com. Once again, OrlandoFilmFest.com. Up in the top right-hand corner, you see Buy Tickets. And right there, you can pick them up. And the beautiful thing is, if you think about if you travel from Orlando to Tampa to go and hang out for the day, you can do the same thing in reverse. Come from Tampa to Orlando, because a day pass to our festival is only $20. That's 11 hours. 11 hours of films for $20 in an air-conditioned theater with reclining leather seats, a gourmet. I mean, literally, the food that they serve at this theater is gourmet. They have a real chef. It's great. And for $20 for a day?
You can't beat that. You know, especially, you know, I'm going to be sending my reporter over there, and I may have another one that just joined me, and she's amazing. And these girls are actually getting me some amazing interviews for the show. So whatever they interview will airplay from these film directors and play their trailers. So I'm super excited. I'm going to try to get there myself. And when is the opening day of the red carpet?
Yeah, opening day is the 19th. Okay, so that's Thursday, and that's Andover. Now, I got to tell you, that's going to be for press, so your guys are good. If you want to be there for opening night, because it's pretty prestigious, you need a VIP pass. Mm-hmm. And the VIP pass, you can buy it on the site for $150, but it gets you 8 days of movies. It gets you all 400 films, plus it gets you happy hours from 5 to 6 where you get free Stella. Plus, every night of the week, we have a party. Plus, you can get into the panels. So if there's any wannabe or already filmmakers out there, we have 7 days of education that, with a VIP pass, you can come and be a part of. I know other film festivals, that day pass alone is $150, and that doesn't get you into the other special events. With us, the more the merrier. Come on down.
Wow, that's amazing. Also, too, do you have any other things that are going on for actors to meet these producers to try to get them an opportunity to be in their films or upcoming films or any panels?
Yeah, well, let's see. In years past, we did pre-production, production, and post-production. But this year, because we're 8 days, we're actually doing writing, producing, directing, cinematography, editing, post-production sound, and distribution, the holy grail of panels. Then, on top of that, this is a big one. We've got Mark Simon. He teaches the world's elite how to pitch their project. He's had 35 of his own projects picked up by Hollywood. So he's coming in and he's doing a pitch boot camp, basically, and it's 3 days, 2 hours each day. He charges normally $3,000. When he does one-on-one, it's $300 an hour.
Mm.
You buy a VIP Elite Pass, which is $300, and not only do you get all the films, not only do you get all the panels, all the parties, hang around with the stars, you also get to go to this pitch workshop. So imagine every single person has a great idea for a television show, right? Or a great idea for a movie.
Right.
They don't know how to pitch Hollywood.
I agree with you. That's so important. Right. Right.
This guy knows how to do it. And with a VIP Elite Pass, you get everything.
Oh, my God, that's fabulous. You know, I have a guy that's out of Vegas. He's called the Deal Maker. He helps finance and get people, you know, the financing. He's out there. And, you know, he's pretty amazing. If there's a filmmaker that is trying to get financing, we've helped a couple people. And he's been a part of my show as well. And
he's more than welcome, and he could be a guest on your behalf. He'll have a VIP Elite Pass if you want to have him come down.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, my gosh. That is super cool. And, I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to the 19th and getting some amazing interviews for Hollywood Connections, because my show opens the door of opportunity and helping people get connected. And a lot of people, like you said, they don't know the ropes or how to get there, and that's where I come in. And, you know, we have a SAG agency under my show as well, that they're looking for really good talent, you know, that has a good resume and has good headshots. So they came to me and they said, hey, I want you to help scout. And so I'm excited about that too. So to be a part of, you know, this whole arena of show business. And I want to thank you for calling in. Give your website one more time.
It's OrlandoFilmFest.com. OrlandoFilmFest.com.
Very super cool. I know Nancy McBride is on the phone with us. I think she's our casting director in our local area. And you know Nancy, don't you?
I've heard her name. I hope to work with her soon. I'm also a filmmaker. I'm a DGA director. So
really?
If we get together, let's you know, let's make a movie.
Well, hold on a second, because we got to get you to the station. Bottom line, we're still going to do a special on you. You're going to come to Clearwater, and we'll get you to the station. Hold on. Let's say hi to Nancy McBride. Nancy McBride is on the air with us. Nancy, are you there?
I'm here in the cold Tennessee, Dawn.
Oh, you're doing in Tennessee? Oh, my gosh. I was there a couple months ago.
I'm in Franklin, Tennessee at the Franklin, Tennessee Film Festival. I was a special guest here this weekend.
Oh, my God. I should have given you some credentials. You could have done some interviews for me.
Yeah. It was amazing. Just amazing festival. And we're doing good. And I heard that we have another DGA director in Florida.
Yes. Yes. Actually, I want you to say hi to Dan. Dan is on the line with us. He's with the Orlando.
Hi, Dan. Hey. And you know what? My girlfriend is on hold right now, and she's going to talk about a big industry event that's happening next weekend, and she is in the DGA, too.
Oh, how wonderful it is.
A sister of mine. Wonderful.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So, Peter.
It's nice to hear.
Yes. Well, before we do, what's her name so I can tell Peter?
Alexa Sheehan.
Oh, wonderful. She'll be next. And I'd have to ask you, Nancy, a lot of people are actually trying to get in touch with you. You're an amazing casting director. You're helping getting a lot of local things for them. And can you tell us you're working on anything else coming up by chance?
We're rolling into a couple, working with a couple of films that are coming. You know, we're trying to ramp up on those. But right now, you know, we're getting back into infomercial season. So we're ramping up on some more infomercials coming up in the next couple of weeks. So there's a lot coming up. It's just a matter of just everything breaking.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. And I didn't know about Tennessee. I had a reporter out there. How long is that film festival going on?
It's through tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, so, darn.
I wish I would have known. Then we could have made sure she was here because there's amazing films here.
Well, are you going to be there for an extra day? Maybe I can send her over to do an interview with you. Is that possible?
I'll be here through tomorrow. I mean, I'm here till Monday. I fly back on Monday.
Oh, that would be super cool. She would love it, Nancy. Oh, my gosh. But, Nancy, give everyone your website that they can go to, and as well as your Facebook. There goes my voice.
All right. Facebook's a little bit more difficult because Facebook maxes me out at 5,000 friends.
Oh.
So I have a fan page. I guess I have a fan page now.
Yay.
So that everybody can get up there. But my website is reelcasting, reelcasting.com.
Perfect.
And if you're talent, you can sign up for the newsletter right there on the right-hand side of the webpage. And also, all of our notices that are posted are up on the webpage as well.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. And, Nancy, I know talent's going to be, you know, wanting to send over things, and we got to get you here as well to the station. I need a special.
Dawn, I am in town October 28th. I'm doing a casting panel with Bobby Hill, the casting director, as well, and we're doing a panel for the Tampa Bay Film Writers Society.
Oh, I saw that.
On October 28th, and then I can jet right over to you.
I can find that out. I know I have a special VIP coming from, actually, Canada, so we can make that happen for sure. She's a talk show host out there, and she's on, like, an HSN. Allison's going to be here. And I'm so excited. And also, I want to thank the Orlando Dan. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm going to hook the two of you up as well.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. That'd be fabulous.
So we're gonna say, hold on a second. We have one more caller, right? We can get Alexia on?
Yes, Alexa.
She's on.
Hi. So tell us what you're doing. Hi, Alexa. Welcome to Hollywood Connections.
You know what, Dawn? I'm so excited to be here with Tan Talk and Hollywood Connection, especially with the Tampa Bay Clearwater area. Love you guys. You're awesome.
Thank you. And tell us what you're doing.
Okay, so I'm producing with or co-hosting with Women in Film and Television Florida and Film Florida.
Oh.
And we are having a massive event this time. Well, it'll be over soon, this time next week, October 21st at Orange Technical College Midtown Campus in Orlando. And it's basically a whole lot of top-tier professionals covering all sorts of things within the industry, acting, directing, placement of music for producers, navigating your camera gear, the business of acting, the business of producing. The whole morning will be filled with panels. So if you buy the ticket right now for Women in Film and Film Florida members, it's only $20, which is pretty good.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I know. And so once you get your ticket, you get sent a link, and then you can register for the panel. So there's four sets of panels, three sessions. So no matter what you do in the industry, there's something there for you. And the profession, this is all volunteer. Everybody's volunteered.
Wow.
Because we find it that important to raise the bar of the emerging and established filmmakers already, you know, in the digital media in Florida. it's really important that we get everybody together. So that, I mean, really big names coming forward for these panels, multiple speakers per panel. I mean, I can go on for days. I'm so passionate about this. It's so important to me to get this out to people that are there and people that are coming in. The drone panel alone is worth the price of admission. I could do a festival just with who I have coming up. Like Mark's the Spot out of Miami. He's coming up. We have Alex Penalta from the Florida Bar, who his job is to educate people on commercial drone operation, the new regulations. You know how fast technology changes. It's amazing. So this, if you go to womeninfilmfl.org, which is the Women in Film website, it has all the breakdown and registration there. And I'm happy to start naming names because it's kind of...
Yes, Alexa, name some names.
Yes.
I mean, this is the time we drop the names so people understand how important this event is.
Okay, I'll try and whip through it. The profession of producing is one of the biggest panels we have. We have Sheena Fowler, who is the film commissioner in Orlando. Robin Cowie, who started way before Blair Witch, but that's probably the first thing you've heard of him for. Worked his way all the way through, and he is now with EA Sports, and they just released Madden 18. He's on the producing panel. Mm. Megan Gibson is the course director for New Media at Full Sail. She's going to be on that panel. The business of acting, oh, my goodness. Kelly Page is coming up from down south from Level Talent Group. And they've
love Kelly. Yes.
Kelly's awesome. She cast, she has someone in SEAL Team 6. She has someone in The Hunger Games. She's awesome. Kim Scaramy, who's coming from D.C., we have people flying in on their own dime to spread this information, to help these guys. She cast the first three seasons of House of Cards. Navigating Your Gear, we have Dawson Peden coming up from VER Rentals. Bill Mills, who's one of an Orlando legend, cinematographer, he's coming up. Doug Sperling with Pro Gear Orlando, they're all going to be on the Navigating Your Gear panel. We have a post-production color and sound with Patrick Inhofer, who is a master at... Da Vinci's Resolve, the Blackmagic Resolve. Amazing. And then Lawrence Vexler, who's going to cover post-production sound. So basically, you know, that old phrase, we'll fix it in post.
Wow.
Yeah, these are the guys that do that for you.
You know, I tell people about networking. I got a surprise for you ladies and Dan as well. I've got three gorgeous ladies here that blew me away on something. I have a treat for all of you. And if you ever can hire them, I want you to. Are you ready? Introduce yourself. Hold on, everybody.
Hi, I'm Letitia Norton.
And you are?
Sharita Black.
And you are?
Tawana Munford.
And are we ready with the CD? Are you singing live?
Yes, this actually, what we have on here is the sample of our song.
Okay.
So we didn't do the full song, but we're actually going to do something live for you.
Oh, we're ready. I am ready. You guys, this is a treat for
Let's
you.
Hear it.
Yeah, we're ready. Hold on. Wow. Okay. And I guess they want to do something else for you guys because there's a casting director, producer. You guys are major people listening to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what are you going to do next for them?
We're going to sing a song called Holy and Righteous.
Okay. Hold on, guys. You got to hear this. Hold on. And action. 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Holy and righteous is thy name, O Lord. Holy is thy name. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that holy and righteous is thy name.
Okay, casting directors and producers, what do you think of them?
Thank
you. That was beautiful.
Amazing. So a little treat for you today. And I want to thank you all for calling in. I know I've got Jen. She's in a lot of Pure Flex movies. She'll be calling in on her new movie, Farmer and the Bell, as well with her husband. And so if you want to stay with us, you can stay on the air with us. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hey. We're hanging in.
Okay.
You betcha.
Oh, good. So is Jen on?
This is Jen.
Hey,
hi, Jen.
Jen, you've got other producers and casting directors and VIPs on the line. And
I know. We've been listening in. You all sound so fantastic. I want to get on a plane and fly down to Florida right now and participate in all the goodness.
Wow, oh, come on down.
Well, come on. Come on down.
Well, you know, Jen, I watched a couple Pure Flex movies last week, and I just belly laughed on some of them. Some of them I cried from my heart. And you are really an amazing actress, you know. And I want to know, being in Christian films, can you tell me how that has changed, or has it changed your faith at all when you're doing Christian films?
You know what it has? It allows the opportunity to pray on a movie set.
Wow.
And ask God from... If we believe that God is the creator of everything and he creates art through us as artists, it allows for God to be able to move through the performances on camera. And I think that's been something I've experienced in such juicy ways in the various movies I've been a part of because of the cast and the crew surrounded by prayer.
That's amazing, and that's what in my heart is telling me to do more and more of. You know, I met David A. White on the Christian Film Festival. As you know, she was in front of me, everybody. And I didn't know David was the founder of Pure Flex Movies.
Yeah.
I thought he was just an actor until I was like reading up. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And that's got to be on an app on smart TVs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I use it on my tablet. But there's some amazing, really heartfelt, you know, and I got to tell you, Jen, I was watching a movie, and thank you all for being patient and jump in to talk to Jen as well, and you ladies here. There's a part in a movie, it was just the other day, it was talking about how Hollywood, that there's not enough movies with Christ in the movies. They've taken Christ out of the movies, and I was watching this movie, and I was like, whoa, they're speaking to me. You know, because that was pretty deep, you know, and who's taking over Hollywood, of course, you know, but bringing God back in what you guys are doing, that's who I want to promote on this show.
Yes.
That's what I do. And also, you know, Jen, how does somebody, a lot of people ask me, and Nancy McBride, you can jump in as well. How do people go to a Christian casting? I know the International Christian Film Festival is also amazing, and Marty, and there's a lot of auditions. But I did know, I had talked to the casting director from God's Not Dead 3, and he's going to come on pretty soon. But is there like a website or anything to go to for Christian actors to, you know, a try out for that as well?
Well, as a casting...
Yep.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go for it. The baton's on you, Chica.
Well, I mean, as casting directors, it's. I mean, we're just like talent in a sense. We're pitching for our next jobs, so we don't always, you know, even though Campus Crusade is one of my largest clients, they don't cast locally all the time. You know, because they travel all over the place. So, you know, it really depends on the clients that we can pull in. My favorite is Christian movies because I don't find that there's enough wholesome stuff for children and teens today out there. But, you know, like anything out there, we're all waiting for those next filmmakers. And I don't know really, you know, you can watch all the different casting directors. And I've seen a couple of Christian sites out there that do casting calls. But like anything, I think they charge. And I'm a personal believer that don't pay to play, that casting directors post their stuff publicly.
Right.
Here's an additional thought on that. From an actor perspective, mining and trying to learn about projects, on Facebook, for an actor who's aspiring, if they go on Facebook and they type in Christian film or Christian movies or faith-based movies, any of those keywords, they'll be grouped. And a lot of times, independent filmmakers who are just getting started will be posting in those groups. And then that gives a great opportunity for the a talent that's rising on the scene to learn what films are happening, to develop those relationships, to go to film festivals and be of service, to help at those film festivals, develop relationships. And then as a result, when that filmmaker is casting, they'll be working with a casting director like Nancy or like many others or sometimes independent. And then that actor has the opportunity to audition and be considered. And that's how a lot of my work started back in 2008, which really was the journey through my career, came from service and really developing relationships with filmmakers.
Wow. You know, also, too, Jen, you know, you have a new movie that is super fun. It's called The Farmer and the Bell.
Yay!
Yes.
It is a family Christmas comedy movie.
Is it coming out this year or next year?
It is coming out for Thanksgiving next year, and we are super excited because it'll be going into production hopefully in a couple months. But it's about a sleepwalking New York City supermodel who's looking for real love by searching for her mojo on a pig farm in the deep woods of Georgia during the holidays.
And I saw that you can see the trailer. Give us the website they can all go to.
Yeah, super easy. ChristmasComedyMovie.com. And, Dawn, for your show, we set up a special link that if anybody wants to get a little freebie, a little gift, they just go to ChristmasComedyMovie.com, and they can click, and it's right there, and we'll be able to send them something very special when the movie comes out.
Oh, that's awesome. That is super cool. And, Jen, I have more questions. Anybody else have a question for Jen, by chance? You know, she's a Christian film actress. Give us some of the movies on PureFlix. They can tune in to watch you.
Sure. Love Different is actually charted as one of the top Christian comedies out there, and we're so excited about it because right now with the climate of this world, it's about loving each other in the various cultures that we're in. So Love Different is really kicking it on PureFlix. So is Princess Cut, a beautiful story about what a godly relationship looks like, though I play the bad girl, so you might want to smack me in the face on that one. And then The Good Book is on it, which is a silent movie that's been winning so many awards, and it really inspires the heart of how the Bible can really speak life into people's souls.
I love it. You know, I got to tell you, Dan and Alexia and Nancy, she actually got married in the movie A Farmer and the Bell. Is that correct?
That's right. My hubby's right here with me. We was smooching on screen on our wedding kiss. We literally set up about 7 hidden cameras and a drone for our wedding day so we can capture our wedding kiss to be the ending moment that seals the movie The Farmer and the Bell beautifully Christmasized in a Christmas wreath.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh.
We hit Ted.
Now, will that be in the theaters, or how are they selling it? Okay.
It's super exciting.
Wow.
We're super exciting. It will be in theaters, and next year we'll be able to know the lineup of everything. But there's so many things I can't really speak about except that we've got some really beautiful ways of bridging America and China together through our story. And it's just,
wow.
It's beautiful to be able to bring the message of hope and the real love of Christmas over into a Chinese community and through the vehicle of entertainment.
Now,
that's awesome, Jen. Congratulations. It's really an inspiration to hear your strength here. It's awesome. This is Alexa, by the way.
Hey, Alexa.
Hi.
So,
we were visiting a friend yesterday, and they had an Alexa in their house, and I said, Alexa, turn on the living room light, and it...
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how many times I've answered people in their own homes, because I think they're asking me to turn on the light or change the radio. I'm like, what? I was here first.
Girl, you could have so much fun with that.
Well, you know, also, too, is Jen, I have a question. How did you get your first agent? And thanks, everybody, for staying on the line with us. How did you get your first agent? Do you remember?
Yeah. My first agent was when I was 15 years old, and I opened up this big book that had all these pages in it, like the yellow pages, and I went through and I looked for agencies, and I found Chartreuse Talent Management in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I gave them a call. I went in to meet them, and they signed me up for a pageant, and then from that point on...
So a beauty pageant you were in? That's my world.
Yeah, Dawn, it was. I actually won Miss Scholastic.
Oh.
And this cover model, so there wasn't anyone else competing, so it was an easy win.
I've had that happen. But another question, too, a lot of people want to know, you know, since you've been in this business and you're out there, what do you want to do that you haven't done yet?
I would love to have a platform with a box office that reaches over 100 million people to speak into the lives of entertaining their souls, but impacting their hearts with the true love of what life is about. And having a platform of sharing my testimony to encourage life in those people through entertainment. That's what my biggest desire is.
That's beautiful. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, I saw you at the Christian Film Festival and you won an award. Tell everybody what you won.
I won an award. it was really quite special and an honor to be recognized for the work in The Sacred Eternal. I won the Best Actress Award for the short category, and I was also nominated Best Actress for the feature film category for Saving Face, that's being distributed by Lionsgate, that stars my husband and me.
Wow.
Coming out almost like any day now, we're waiting for the release date.
Well, you are such an inspiration, Jen. Do anybody else have a question? I've got these beautiful they're wondering how to get in your next movie as gospel singers.
Okay.
I know.
Well, reach out to us on Facebook, The Farmer and the Bell, Christmas comedy movie. And like the page and send us your link, post your link on our page so we can learn. And that's to anyone who's listening. If you want to be in a family Christmas comedy movie, we will be filming in North Georgia this December, and you want to be involved, go to the Facebook page, The Farmer and the Bell, B-E-L-L-E, and Christmas comedy movie. Post your link or tag us with whatever it is, and then that'll allow us to connect with you. And because we have a couple things up our sleeve, what we'd like to do with creating a music folk art album to go along with the movie. So gospel singers, we heard you. You sounded amazing.
I know, they are. Also, Dan, you have a film festival going on. You can also submit to upcoming things, Dan, with your film festival, correct?
Yeah, we're actually closed for submissions for the year because we start on the 19th of October. But we'll open up probably in February, February 1st for 2018. And what's unique about us is that we're across the board. We play everything, and we always make sure that we do have a family track. So there's always something you can come in and see that's family-based. There's multiple faith-based films, a lot of documentaries that deal with how people in our area and around the world just go out of their way to help people. So we try to make sure that we stay to one standard, and that is if it's good, it has good production value, good directing, writing, acting, producing, production design, you deserve to play. So we don't set a goal, hey, this year we're going to play 200. We're going to figure out a way to play 400 if they're that good. And everything's curated by professional filmmakers. Everybody on our staff is a filmmaker. So I'm a DGA director. My wife is a production designer. My production manager is a production manager. My AD on the floor, my associate director, he's done 20 feature films. Mm. So, it's the best networking opportunity for filmmakers of any film festival that I've been to because we all talk shop.
Well, Dan,
do you need a second AD? I know the best second AD in Florida.
Well, sure. Come on down and volunteer. Hey, if I have to make inventory,
Dan, where's your film festival at?
Festival, it might be tricky.
It's the Orlando Film Festival with Dan.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
I know. We have so many, in Florida. But, you know, Dan, I have a question I wanted to pitch to you and think about. Don't give me an answer. I'm kind of coming forward. Do you think we could maybe add, I'm getting reporters that are teen reporters all over the United States now, and they're getting onto red carpet events. They're getting so many films because they're reporting and I'm training them. Could we maybe think about it? Don't give me an answer. Maybe do like a Young Reporters Award or something that I could help you out with next year?
Let's put it on the table. And here's what I'd like to do is also throw a shout out to Mark B. Lee, who got us in contact on, and he would be the contact. And it's Mark, it's mblee@orlandofilmfest.com. So
okay.
If you have any young reporters, he's our PR director. So
nice.
If they can reach out to M B Lee, just like it sounds, at OrlandoFilmFest.com. He'll field all that, and we can talk about doing something like that for next year.
That would be cool because I want to do something special for them, and because they work so hard, and you know, I'm getting more reporters because they're all gone on red carpets and on films. You know, one somebody said, I said, I saw you in this movie. They went, well, Don, you put me in front of that film director. I said, how do I get in your movie? That's what I do. I know. So we want to. Yes.
Don, we're doing something special with The Farmer and the Bell. Maybe we could help your students. We're following the journalism of behind the scenes of making of a movie.
I would love it, Jen. Oh, my God.
Find a way to be able to help your students and mentor them with some of those that are currently lined up. Like we're partnered with Together LA. Alex, who used to work with Christian Post. So we'll chat, and if we could all help each other out, that would be incredible.
Wow, Jen, that's amazing. Jen, you're not just another phone call. You know, I need to get you back on because I know some kids are asking me on Facebook. We only have another 20 minutes, and I have another guest on the line. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and promoting what you do and so many more questions. Can I get you back in about 3 weeks, Jen?
Please. I think I'm filming in L.A., but we will work it out. If anyone's on Amazon Prime, take a look at some of the films. I think there's 13 films up there right now that do like uplifting, inspirational movies that hit your soul. Give a search to Jen, GOTZON. And it's exciting times.
Yeah, I'm watching Belle and the Beast right now on PureFlex, and I'm just in awe of the movie, you know, the attitude of the guy. And it's very inspirational movies. I love them. And Jen, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Nancy McBride, I want to thank you for giving us the Casting Minute and telling us what's happening with women in film and everything. And Dan, I look forward to meeting you in person.
I hope you can make it. I've got a press badge and VIP just waiting for you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm going to be doing more shout-outs. I want to talk to you and send me a commercial. I'll air that this week.
You got it. Mark will send it over today.
Awesome. We'll airplay it for a whole week before the festival. And everybody, thank you for calling in. We've got about 15 minutes, and I've got another guy from Law of Attraction coming on. And it's going to be very interesting. We're going to talk to Brian Smith in just a minute. And thank you again. Can we go to the two commercials, the Film Society? And I want to thank Ellen because she added me to the board of directors for the Film Society. And I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. We'll be right back. Thank you.
So you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
And remember, MyPillow.com, I have two of them. Actually, I took my husband's. And go to MyPillow.com, put in the promo code BEACH. If you can help, we can go to 2 hours again. I'm working with BarbizonModeling.com, a national corporate office. And so I'm super excited. So I'm going to be doing searches. I'll be in Savannah next weekend. And then we'll be in Huntsville, Alabama. So, check out my HollywoodConnections.biz to see what we're doing. So in the meantime, we're going to go to our next guest. And we have... Oh, my gosh. Brian Smith, are you there?
Hello there. How are you doing, Dawn?
I'm just going to make you a part of the show because I watched some of your videos. Wow.
Oh, yes.
Amazing. First, tell us your story. That was pretty amazing.
Oh, well, I've been fairly successful all my life, but I ended up in a motor vehicle accident. I don't know if you went through my whole history there, but in 2003, I was in a major car accident. They said I'd never walk again. Well, I walked. And one of the complications was the seatbelt damage to my heart. And didn't know that until 2006 when I went into full cardiac arrest. And according to the doctors, I'd never survive. That was 2006, December 24th at 5:30 p.m.
Wow.
And I'm still here following the law of attraction, using the law of attraction, and helping and empowering others to enjoy life as well.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh. So tell us what you're doing to help people around the world.
Well, I have online services that can be found either on through Facebook pages or some of the TV stations I work for, magazines. You can look up Visionary Brian Smith, Google it, and I'm one of the few that teach the law of attraction one-on-one with everybody.
So what would you tell somebody if they're, you know, I can bring a couple people up right away. They're waiting for an investment to come in, a big investment on something with properties, and or maybe they're looking to get more syndicated on more than 47 stations. Hello. What advice, or what's your dream?
Oh, wow.
Hold it.
It's so big.
They just want to be in Christian movies.
Yes, I would love to actually do music on some of the soundtracks for Christian movies. We would like to actually act in movies. Also, just, you know, however far God wants to take us.
I got you. So what would you do to start us out, Brian? Besides, we pray. I get on my knees in the morning. I thank God every morning for the day, and I thank him for, you know, the blessings that are coming in. And, you know, what would you tell us?
That's a marvelous start. You know, one of the things I do, and quite a few of the you'll notice quite a few of the celebrities, I can't say who, but that I coach on this, is I use what is called the mirror technique. And every morning and every evening, I get up and greet myself like if I was greeting a stranger. And I go through my day of what I plan on doing and set myself up for a perfect day each day. And then at the end of the day, I do a debriefing, saying what I could have done better, how could I have done better, could I have stopped a second, hold the door a little bit longer for an extra person, and just live my life with an attitude of gratitude. And that's the thing I try to teach to most people, is to live in the moment with an attitude of gratitude.
That's beautiful. I know. Actually, you know, we are here. We're trying to do our live Facebook, and I don't know what just happened here. But we do have a live video feed that we're going to be actually working with pretty soon after the show.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody will have that and the podcast. And I know people are going, I can't hear you on Facebook. Oh, I know. I'm like, they're seeing me. And they're like, oh, help, help. But, you know, also, Brian, so what would you say, you know, to do? I mean, what is, can you give us like an idea? Would it be more of trying to visualize? I mean, what is, like, give us a little secret of how to attain more.
Visualization is a fantastic key and one of the tools I use constantly and continuously in my daily life. For the movies I've been in, TV shows I've hosted, writing now for many magazines and newspapers throughout the world. And it's just by intending it, I believe it, and I just throw it out there. Like, I say to a God of your understanding or to the universe, whatever you believe in or whatever your higher power is, you should have something of a higher power in your life. It doesn't matter if you believe that there is a God or if you believe it's Mother Nature, the Great Spirit, whatever it is, believe totally, completely, and follow the promptings of the world around you. And I try to subtract myself from anything that's negative. I don't allow it into my life.
That's a good one. You know, like the other day, I was floating in the pool, and it was like my morning off. And, of course, our maintenance man was doing a power washing. Okay, you know what that sounds like at the pool? Very annoying,
yep.
Very annoying. And I was just dealing with a situation with somebody in my life, you know, that's in show business. That was a negative situation. And I ended up you know, in my floater, and I'm just laying there. I'm like, okay, God, what's the message of this? Okay, there may be an annoying person right there in that sound, but where are you? You're floating in the pool. Your feet are up, and you're relaxing, so enjoy, you know? That was
exactly. God's. That's how you look at it. Yeah.
Exactly. So I also have a treat for you, and I also want to talk to Marty Jean from the Christian Film Festival. I have these beautiful ladies, and I have another treat for you. They're going to sing something of an a cappella. Do you have another song that you can sing? We'd like to, or sing that other one again. And they harmonize amazing, Brian. You have to hear them. And then we're going to have you
looking forward.
Special treat for you here. All right, ladies, take it away. You're back on the air on Hollywood Connections, Tantalk Radio. Action, 3, 2, 1.
No, I won't turn back. No. And turn back, so I won't turn back.
Okay, Brian, that was for you. And that was for Marty G from the International Christian Film Festival. They are amazing ladies. So, Brian, what is your website where people can get in touch with you and a phone number? Oops, I somehow can't hear Peter. Peter, there's something's going on weird. Here. See, I don't know what's happening. We have 5 minutes left. It just shut off, Peter. Technical difficulties. Can you hear? Okay, hold on a second. I don't know. We have a little technical difficulties in the studio. That does happen once in a while. And I'm not sure. We were not struck by lightning, so that's a good thing. And we're back on. So, again, give that website, Brian. Here.
My webpage is there. You can also Google me, find me there, or in Facebook. And I do, like I was saying, work one-on-one, no fees. I do all my coaching and life skills training, all free online.
Wow.
And this is my gift back to the world for having such an abundant and fantastic world that we have to live in.
Wow, Brian, that's amazing. And of course, Peter just said, give it one more time, your website.
Visionary Brian Smith, and that's Brian with a Y. And you can Google it, Facebook it. You can even hashtag and find me.
Super cool. Well, Brian, we want to thank you for calling in and giving us a little bit of, you know, just realistically about, you know, your dreams, what you want, and to visualize it and pray about it. And pray about it, visualize it. So, and again, Brian, thank you so much for being our guest tonight.
Well, thanks for the honor.
Thank you.
Thanks for the honor of hearing me. Okay, have a wonderful day.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Well, we're back. We have only 5 minutes left, and I just want to tell everybody, I am looking for reporters. If you go to hollywoodconnections.biz tonight, and if you want to enter the world's tourism pageant, I'm looking for all ages, and you can go with me to Nashville, Tennessee, but here's a cool thing. I just worked out an amazing deal with the director, and we're actually going to be having reporters under my show. So there's an opportunity, and we're bringing more. We just picked up Carrie from Hawaii. I don't know if she's on the phone. She's been trying to Skype. Carrie from Hawaii, we have a few minutes, and I want to thank you for joining. Your daughter, tell everybody who she is. Aloha. Aloha.
Oh, hi.
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 Is this Trula?
This is Trula, yes.
Hi. Tell everybody your age.
I'm 10.
That's right. And you're also your title. What do you hold? The World Tourism.
Oh, I'm the World Tourism Preteen 2018.
And you, yes, and you live in Hawaii.
I heard the commercial.
That's right. So you live in Hawaii?
Yes, I do. It's a beautiful island, but there are lots of things bad about it, and I'm trying to help my community in all the ways I can.
You know what? I got a super surprise. I just put in for media for you, the Honolulu Film Festival today. And there was another one. I thought Johnny Depp was going to be there. And I'm working on that one for you, too. So get ready to fly. I'm going to send you some wings. There's some wind right there. Mom and Dad. So I want to thank you and being a part of the show. And we're going to start airplaying your interviews as well from Hawaii and wherever you are. And you do have another agent that is Famous Faces that I'll be sending Mom again, that you've got the paperwork. And we'll be talking about that, too. So thank you for calling in, and I look forward to your interviews.
Thank you. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dawn.
Yeah, no problem. So all right. So that's what it's about. You know, it's helping these kids get out there. Oh, yeah. And you're a little girl. How old is she?
5.
5 years old. Yeah, she got to come to Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah,
that's a big personality.
I know. Well, you learned a lot today with a lot of the people in the film industry and the Tampa Bay Film Society. Important to get involved in, and I tell people, get out there, be known and seen. Well, that's exactly what Joan Jackson said. Mm-hmm. If you go to YouTube and put in Dawn Reese Show and put in Joe Jackson, that's Michael's dad. He said, you know, in the success story realm, get out there, be known, and strike. Mm-hmm. So again, just a little tidbit from the Jackson family. That was because of Paul Murray, photographer of the stars and major artists. So, you know, the doors of opportunity are helping the show. And we actually, I'm super, super excited. Next week, I'll be in Savannah. We have the Caveman Show coming up because my brother and husband will be taking it over. If you would like to help host my show, ladies, we can talk about that, too, in the future. Well, I'm traveling, and we've got some things that we're working on. A teen show about drugs and peer pressure and everything will be coming up in November with a lot of kids. So I'm going to be kind of watching over that one as a fairy godmother and let them kind of take the show. And then we also have some other shows coming up with other film directors and casting directors. I still have about 100 downloads from the film festival, from the Christian Film Festival, that I'm trying to get in touch with all of the other ones as well. So anyways, that gives it. And ladies, last word, anything, your website, how to get in touch with you?
Well, if you want to book us, you can go to bookingsvol@gmail.com. You can also look us up on Facebook, and it's Voices of Love. There's just, I mean, so many avenues to reach us, actually. If you can't get us there, you can go to Leticia, your beautician. You can, on Facebook, you can go to Leticia Norton on Instagram.
And I'll help support that and put your links out there. Also, if you're looking for a really good church, beaminghopechurch.org, you got to come and sing at our church, ladies.
Yeah, we would love to.
Yeah, Pastor Joe over there, amazing pastor. And yeah, he's been texting me saying, how come you're not in church? Well, Joe, I prayed for another job and I got one. I worked on Sundays. And now I get to, you know, kind of work it out of the home on a couple of the times. So it's pretty cool. And again, any other last words, ladies?
We actually are singing tonight.
Yes.
You can tell them a little bit about
where
that.
Are you at?
We're going to Dade City. There's actually a women's conference in Dade City tonight that we're going to sing.
That's why you look so gorgeous tonight. Yeah. Their debut on the air. Have you been on the radio before singing?
Not singing, no. Actually, no.
Wow. Well, I am super excited to have you as one of my first guests.
Yes.
So I'm going to take this video. I know on Facebook we had a little technical problems. We're going to put the live video feed up from the show afterwards. Peter, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I know you're getting wings next week on the Man Cave show.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I know. Remember, give it to God. Watch things happen. And you never know. And also go to hollywoodconnections.biz. And I'm Dawn Reese, your host. See you next 3 weeks from now. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.